Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk. Our guest tonight, Chancellor Charles Reed of the CSU system.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Laserfish, run smarter.
This special edition of Straight Talk is brought to you by the California State University Foundation, helping produce access to an affordable higher education.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight the Chancellor of the CSU system, Dr. Charles Reed. And Chancellor Reed, welcome to our show.
Art, thank you for inviting me, and I look forward to a good conversation.
Thank you, sir. I've taught at Long Beach State for 33 years, and I, until preparing for this show, did not know that the Cal State system is the largest public higher education system in America.
That's true. We have over 420,000 students, Art.
And you've been running this system for almost 10 years. What's the biggest challenge in being chancellor?
Well, the biggest challenge in being chancellor is making sure that we have the resources to allow the California State University to continue to grow. Art, we have to grow every year by about 10,000 students. And I can tell you, 10,000 students is more than some universities have.
And so you are always dealing with the legislature and funding issues?
Dealing with the legislature, dealing with Congress, dealing with businesses and organizations that help fund the California State University.
And the good news this year as a faculty member and staff member is that there was a settlement reached with what most people think was a fairly fair settlement. It was overwhelmingly approved by the CFA, the union, and congratulations on putting that to bed.
Well, one of the things that we want to do is to make sure that we reward our faculty because, as you know, Art, the faculty is the heart and soul of the university, and they do all of the heavy lifting. And when you have 420,000 students, we have to have about 22,000 faculty members to serve those students.
And the faculty are accessible to the students. Most of the classes are 30 or 40 in size. The students can go to the faculty offices and meet with them. And you provide, certainly at Long Beach State, and I'm sure at other campuses as well, a really high-quality, low-cost higher education.
It is. It's probably one of the best deals in America when you can go to school for about $3,000 for the entire year, including all of your fees. I think that that is a good deal because of the quality you get, the kind of attention that you get on the campuses, and then when you graduate, most all of our students get good jobs.
And I know student fees have gone up a bit the last couple of cycles, and there's been some protest by some of the students. But think about it. As the chancellor just said, you can go to a good school, get a good education for $3,000 a year. Where else can you do that?
You can't do it anyplace else. You might be able to go to Nevada, but you'd still pay a little bit more. But when you think about some of these other state universities like Michigan and Penn State and Virginia, and you know, you go there, you're going to pay $13,000 or $14,000 a year for what you get in the California State University.
And not to mention Stanford or Yale, where it's $40,000.
That's right. Those private institutions really set the high mark.
Well, and just for the record, the state contributes about $6,000 or $7,000 per, I think, full-time equivalent student. Their contribution
almost $8,000.
$8,000.
You know, the individual student pays a little less than 25% of their cost, and the state picks up 75%. That's a pretty good deal too in California. You know, California has always made higher education one of its highest priorities because California has the largest economy in the world. And in order for that economy to be competitive, it has to feed the workforce, it has to have new inventions, it has to do the kind of research that keeps it on a world competitive basis.
And I think the taxpayers of California are wise in making this investment because not only does it allow individuals to blossom and grow and become productive citizens and taxpayers, but it's really good economically because increasingly intellectual capital is the name of the game in our world competition, and the country that has the best intellectual capital is ultimately going to win.
Absolutely. And I'm so proud that this last May and June, we saw 96,000 students cross the stage and get their degree, and we wish them the very best when they go out there to serve California in the workforce.
And without meaning to be provincial, I'm very proud to be teaching at Long Beach State, where our new president, Dr. King Alexander, is doing a great job following in the footsteps of Bob Maxon, who is truly a legend.
It is. And at Long Beach, they graduated 6,800 students in May. In June.
And Long Beach State is known as a hot campus, as you know. A lot of people want to go there.
It is. I mean, they have way, way more students applying for admissions than they have room.
And you also make a special effort to outreach to underserved communities.
We are probably the most significant institution in the United States in reaching out to African American, Latino, Asian and Native American students, and I'm very proud of that. 54% of that 420,000 students are students of color.
How do you outreach? What are a couple of ways?
Well, there's lots of ways. I spend most of my month of February on Sundays going to black churches. Bishop Blake invites me up to Los Angeles to West Angeles Cathedral. He usually has on a Sunday somewhere around 20,000 African Americans.
Wow.
But we go to as many as 40 African American churches during Black History Month in February. And I'm really proud. This year we saw African American applications increase 12.5%. We have a Latino program to reach out to Latino parents called PK, Parent Initiative for Quality Education. We've seen our Latino applications for admissions increase 15%.
Right.
We reach out to the Asian community centers and go to the community centers and meet with the Vietnamese and Korean and Chinese, Hmong, Pacific Islander communities. We've seen their admission applications increase about 10%, and we've seen our Native American applications increase about 10%.
Well, the fruits of your efforts are visible in my classroom because we have a variety of students. We'll be continuing our discussion with the Chancellor after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo Lab to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Drop off your camera memory card just like a roll of film. The new Fromex Annex now offers classes in basic digital photography. Learn how to get great photos from any digital camera. Ask about class availability. Fromex Photo Lab and Digital Imaging, in Belmont Shore since 1982.
We're back with this marvelous conversation with our Chancellor, Charles Reed, and he is our cover story on the new Straight Talk Reporter, which is out on the newsstands and through our quality sponsors. And he has a fascinating background. He was the head of the Florida system, chief of staff for the governor, and now almost 10 years with our system. And the system has a website, Chancellor, and we put the address up. But tell us a little bit of what people can find on that website.
You can find lots of things on the website. It's csu.edu. And on that website, you can learn about all 23 of our campuses. You can apply for admission. We have information on there for students in high school. We'd like for them to go find the math and the English websites. And they can take our math and English classes.
Really?
And help them, you know, learn algebra and learn writing skills.
Right off your website.
Right off the website.
Wow.
So there's links on those websites to do that. So there's just a wealth of information about financial aid, about applying to college, about what courses to take. We have a big poster on that website that says how to go to college.
Wonderful, wonderful. We'll take a look at it. See calstate.edu. Let's talk about a couple of specific issues of concern, Chancellor. Legal fees. The system has three litigators on staff. Sometimes you have to go, and the Attorney General helps out. Sometimes you have to go out and hire outside counsel. As wonderful as the system is, not everyone is always happy. And as you know, grievances are filed, leading to lawsuits. And I saw one article down in San Diego, just in one case, the system had spent over $900,000 defending a case that still is ongoing. Give us a sense of how much outside legal expense you have to incur to fight these lawsuits.
Well, Art, again, we're the largest university system in America. Our total budget is about $6.2 billion. We have more than 45,000 employees. We're spread out from Humboldt to San Diego on 23 campuses. We have 7 branch campuses. So if you look at us as a major corporation, we're, you know, pretty big. We'd be in the top 500. Now, we spend approximately $4 million a year on our litigation. We have one of the best general counsel and best group of lawyers in our office that handle everything that they can, but we can't always get the kind of legal help that we need, and we reach out to some firms. We spend, as I said, about $4 million a year. About half of that goes to the Attorney General's office, and then the other half, we employ private lawyers.
There's a perception out there that you lawyer meritorious cases to death. Instead of admitting that the system made a mistake, you lawyer, drag it out. The plaintiffs normally run out of resources and either drop it or then you settle. And the perception is that you demand privacy agreements, but you told me that's not correct.
We don't. We don't have anybody that asks us for any information. It's public information, all of our settlements.
So you could provide us with the settlement amounts for the cases for the last few years?
Absolutely. Okay. We keep about 7 years' worth of information in our offices. But, you know, Art, think about it. We only have about 100 active cases that's going on at any one time. And when you look at our size, I don't think that's too bad. When you look at, you know, the results, we win about 75% of our cases, or we settle. And then, you know...
But if you settle for $1 million, that's not exactly a win.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it is a win. Okay. It just depends on what the issues are.
Fair enough.
My memory is not too good about $1 million cases.
Okay, well, the chancellor has publicly said he would provide that information. We look forward to it. And also on that issue, there's a new grievance procedure that was put in, which I think is a dramatic improvement from its predecessor.
Well, yes, and there's going to be kind of a bifurcated grievance system. There'll be a grievance system on every campus where faculty members and their will put together peer review committees. And there, they'll review the grievance, recommend that grievance to the president, and if the president agrees with that, then it stops right there.
That's great. I know that...
That's new, and we look forward to that. And then outside of that, there's still a grievance procedure with our contract, which people can go through that process also. So they're going to kind of get two bites at the apple.
Well, and they have their choice which way they want to go, and I think it's great that you have delegated to the campus the authority to settle these things, because it's faster and I think fairer.
Well, we think it's going to be faster and it's going to be less expensive, and that's what we're interested in.
Yeah. Well done. So we are going to be continuing our conversation with the chancellor, but first, these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Bill is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Bill Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Morey's of Naples. Morey's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Morey's.com to get the latest information. Morey's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back with Charles Reed, the chancellor, talking about a whole variety of issues. One of the things that upset many of us, chancellor, was this idea of former presidents that don't work out. getting a free ride for a year when they come back at their presidential salary, even the former chancellor, I might add, coming back for a year. But that no longer, the policy's been changed.
That's right. I recommend that the board change the policy. We did that last November. So that is gone. So going into the future, that does not exist for anybody that comes
And you
aboard.
Got some of the sitting presidents to voluntarily waive that right.
That is correct. The board asked me not only to waive that, but to negotiate with any of them. So I've done
amen that. To that, because I thought that was rather outrageous, and it was created before your watch, but you fixed it.
1992.
Okay, fair enough. And this is our money, just for the record. All this money that goes in is taxpayers' money, and you, I know, firmly believe in the principle of accountability.
That's right, and I think the CSU is one of the most open, transparent universities that I know about.
Very good. Well, let's look to the future, Charles. What are the major challenges you see looking down the road for the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, some of the major challenges will be to make plans to continue to grow, to make sure that we build quality into everything that we do, so that students have access to that quality. Implement the education doctorate is going to be a big thing going down the road. This is the first time that California State University has been allowed to offer a doctor's degree, and so that's going to be very important. As a matter of fact, I've asked Bob Maxson to help me continue to implement that. We're also going to continue to do our outreach to California citizens that look like California. We're building partnerships with lots of business and industries so that we build the workforce that they need, especially in agriculture, the entertainment industry, biotechnology, engineering, computer science. And then, you know that the California State University produces more people that help people in California.
Nurses.
I'm talking about 82% of the nurses, 60% of the teachers, 90% of the people that work in the criminal justice system
Wow.
graduate from the CSU.
So it has an enormous impact on the economy of the state of California.
California could not operate if it wasn't for the California State University.
And I remember Bob Maxson used to say, without a great university, a city can't be great, and without a great city, a university can't be great. And he really helped partner with the city, and I think with our new mayor, Bob Foster, and with King Alexander, that partnership continues.
That's right. You know, one great thing about California is its higher education system. You can't have great states without great university system. And the University of California and the California State University are partners, but we help build what this state
and
is.
And maybe that's true as a country, too. You can't be a great country without a great country educational system.
Well, you see what China and India are doing. They see that is the economic competition, getting an education to their citizens.
Yeah. Just on a personal basis, in the few minutes we have left, what does it mean to you personally to be chancellor of this very extraordinary system?
Personally, I like to help people out. I like to see kids graduate. I like to see them prepare in high school so that they can go to college. I love to see the families at commencement, the accomplishment that those families feel like that they have really done for their children.
And many of them are first-generation college graduates.
Yes, about 30% of our graduates are first-time in their family to graduate. Yeah. And it's a wonderful celebration. But you know what? Those families, those communities, their children are all going to be better off the rest of their lives
Yep.
because of that.
Yeah. And finally, if you could wave the magic wand and make one major change in something, what would you do?
I'd wave a magic wand and get more students prepared to go to college, because that is the future. That is the economic future. That's the future for their health. That's the future for the state's economy and well-being. We really have to help improve the public schools of California.
Amen to that. We'll be back with the remaining moments of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome. Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee, freshly roasted every day right in the store. Plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree, when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
A remarkable conversation with a remarkable man. It's the first time we've had a chance to dialogue with Chancellor Reed on Straight Talk, and so impressed with his commitment to the enterprise. And as some of you know, I've taught for 33 years at Long Beach State, and it's been a real privilege and honor to interact with so many kids that are part of the future of California. And Chancellor Reed, you were reflecting on what it means to be chancellor.
Well, let me just talk about you for a minute, Art. Thank you for what you do for our community. This is a real service to the people of the Long Beach area, and I know that you don't have to do this, but you've really provided a great service. Not only that, as you said, as a faculty member for 33 years, just think about how many students you have helped over those years. So thank you for that service, too. And you know what? It's a great university system that we have in the California State University, and I know that you're going to do everything you can to make it better at Long Beach.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you at home for being with us. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
This special edition of Straight Talk has been brought to you by the California State University Foundation, helping provide access to an affordable higher education. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfiche. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.